This week's podcast is brought to you by Shara on the New York Stock Exchange. Also, Al Starnes and Coldwell Banker Realty.
Welcome to our Monday Coaches Show. I apologize for not having a show last week. Had some family matters come up that I had to attend to, and we were unable to record a show. But we're back after the Caldwell County weekend, and Coach Thompson, probably maybe this week's one we should have taken off.
Yeah, you know, we're going to have to recover. They came out, punched us in the mouth, and made us like it. But, you know, they opened our eyes, not only the players, but myself as well, and the other coaches. We got a lot of work to do, and that's okay. Every team should have work to do. We just got a little bit more right now than we thought we did. We'll be okay. We'll get it all put back together.
36 points in the first two quarters. They just had us on our heels and came out, and they really were playing a quick tempo. And I haven't seen them do that. Any anticipation of that at all?
Well, you know, with what we do defensively, we like to move a lot of guys around and play games. So they tried to get lined up and go quick. And really take Coach Courtney out of the game, mm-hmm. And just put it on the players. So we had to stay simple with what we were doing defensively. And having Caden not on the field, you know, really made that difficult as far as staying simple, because we started the game in a different defense than we typically run. So, yeah. You know, they got to take their hats off to them. They had a really good game plan. They came out and they executed it. That's the big thing. You know, the coaches come up with all the game plans in the world, but when the right. kids come out and execute like that, it's really hard to compete.
And I don't think we can overstate how much of a deficit we were in by not having Cade. And I know he wanted to play. And for those who don't know, he had some sort of viral infection. He was in the hospital almost all last week. And he's a guy with the grit and the spirit. If anybody would have turned him loose, he'd have been out there.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's a guy that thinks on his feet on the football field, too. I mean, he's sorely
missed.
He's
made a huge difference. Yeah. He's one of our emotional leaders.
Right.
His mentality, the way he plays, you know, it's like Ian. You know, Ian and the things that he plays through. Those guys, they're related. They have the same mentality. They're just tough. So missing him out there, another guy with that mentality that it was time to go and show Caldwell what we were really made of, you know, kind of hurt us. But at the same time, there was other guys out there, and they played really hard, and you can't take away from their effort. You know, they came out and they played hard, and, you know, sometimes it's just not enough.
Mm-hmm. I know with him being out, and you went back to the old defense there, and Ian had to go in and play some linebacker.
Yeah.
And I know you don't like that either.
Yeah.
That puts you in a bad spot.
You know, with Ian, he can do anything.
I mean, he can do it. You just don't want to see him on both sides of the ball.
What happens is he just gets to where he needs that break earlier.
Right.
And he's really good offensively. He's a really huge part of our offensive line. And it just goes to show you he's the offensive player of the game, lineman again. This week.
I think every week.
I don't know. It's every week, and it's just the attitude and effort he plays with. So when he brings that to the defense, it's great for the defense, and he did a really great job in the second half playing some defense. But then offensively, then he starts needing those breaks, you know, and we really need him up front.
Talk about Tyler Boone. He was your defensive player of the week this week. Had a lot of tackles, 9 solos, 3 assists, tackle for loss, fumble recovery. But they just really – they came at him, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, Caldwell just lined up and ran it down our throats to start the game, and never in a million years did I think that would be what they did, how they attacked us to get on us like that. I really thought that they tried to attack us through the air.
But they did throw more.
They did a lot of quick stuff.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything down the field. We've been vulnerable down the field.
Yeah.
And the times they did go down the field, we either picked them off, deflected it, you know, made big plays defensively. So, you know, that's a positive. But, you know, T-Bone, after they threw their haymaker, he came and he really led the defense and made a lot of tackles and got back to being himself, you know. When it comes down to it, I almost feel like we put too much pressure on ourselves, all of us, top to bottom, myself all the way down to the freshmen, you know, to go out and do something more than we had to do. And I think that's what happened to us to start the game. But, you know, he responded well and started making the plays that we're used to seeing him make.
to me, it was very obvious from that game that they had played a much tougher schedule than what we had played. I just don't think we were ready for that type of being punched in the mouth that hard.
And we talked about that all week.
I know. But it's hard. It's easy to talk about it, isn't it? Yeah. But it's hard to simulate it.
That you know, they had already been in that situation. So, you know, when they look at us and the smaller school, a team that they beat most years.
10 years in a row now.
That's a lot of what happened to us Friday. So, you know, if we had a game that was even close to that magnitude before, you know, we would have been
much better.
And we showed that we could play with them, you know. But it was just too late. So we got to come out now and understand. Now we've been in that situation. Now we got to learn how to respond.
We did see on offense, Preston Turley, kind of his coming out party for this year, if you will.
Caldwell County again.
Of course, the Caldwell's where he got hurt last year, too.
After his coming out
one. But he, nice catch there on the touchdown. And he's going to be a weapon. He's such a mismatch. Yeah. And he's your offensive player of the week.
Yeah, you know, Preston, him offensively, he really is big in our run game because he blocks relentlessly every play, you know. And he's one who trusts in me when I say, I'm not going to get mad at you. If you need a break, get a break. We'll get someone else in there and get you coming back. And he does that, so he's always fresh. He blocks hard every play. But then when the ball's thrown his way, he's got the ability to make big plays, and he did that for us. You know, my favorite play is not the touchdown. Was the ball that Jonesy throws up and he goes up and gets it.
That's the one I was thinking. I just circled that on my sheet here.
That one was very impressive to me. You know, just shows that if you throw that ball up, he has the ability to go up and get it. I can't remember 21's name, but that's who was on him on that play, and that kid wasn't short, you know. So having a kid that's 6 foot anything and him be able to go up over him and make a play, that we know we have a weapon in him.
Right. Yeah, that's the play that I had in my mind, but he did not score on that one. But it was a nice catch. Sure. And of course, we're going to see a lot more of Preston Turley. And
we got to get him involved. I have to make sure that he's involved in every game from here on out.
And Xander Tabor was your special team player of the week. Yeah. And, of course, he had an interception on defense. But talk a little bit about why he's a special teams player.
For me, just watching him, you know, he's the one that makes the touchdown saving tackle on the fumble on the rugby play that they could have scored right there, you know. But also, he's a guy who, on kickoff return, we didn't block very well, you know. So he was back there returning it and was able to get a lot of return yards really with nothing in front of him, and did it on his own. And in the past, you know, X sometimes is a guy who's been quick to, you know, in those situations not be very happy with the situation. And he handled it well, put his head down, and made some really big plays for us early and gave us a chance offensively to not be backed up. But, you know, things happen. Penalties a couple times negated some of those yards, but his effort, it's just showing how much he's grown as a player in just a couple weeks. So, you know, that's why it stood out to me that he needed to be recognized for that, because I want him to continue to be that. When he's doing what he's supposed to do, I want to make sure I highlight it and point it out to him and show him that he can be successful in other ways than just running the ball.
You brought it up, so let's talk about it. The fumble on the fake punt, on the fake rugby punt. Take us through that and what is that's a check that they have on the field, right?
Yeah, that's something that, you know, I'm big on I can't see what they see, you know. So the punter always has the green light. If he sees that he can get that, he can go. And the film doesn't show that it was there, but he made the decision to pull it. But, and, you know, that's not a wrong decision because he made it. If he owns it, he owns it. But we just didn't get it. The problem is he let go of the ball going down. So we got to make sure that we secure the ball. And he's a guy that we want the ball in his hands. Sure. So I trust him to make those decisions, but we got to be able to secure that ball. So at least they're getting it there as opposed to picking up and maybe go scoring.
All right, so what's on the agenda for this week? It's our bye week, no game on Friday. And let me make mention there will be no Coach's Show on YouTube this week either. We're going to take a break from that. What's on the agenda for the week?
We want to get out there and really work on us. There's a lot of things that we can get better at over the weekend. We, as coaches, got together and decided we got to get back to the basics. We want to demand more out of the guys and hold them more accountable in the way they practice and prepare, and really teach them how to, you know. So we're going to get back to working on us and have a week of not having to game plan or work on another team. Because we need it, you know. There's a lot of little things that we could have fixed that would have that we can fix that would have helped us last Friday night. So we just got to make sure that we get back to getting us where we need to be, as opposed to worrying about what the other team's going to do.
And I'm sure that you'll go over and watch Caldwell Union County this week.
Yeah, we'll go check them out on Friday, and we'll get the guys a couple of days off or a day or two.
Later in the week,
just depending on how we work, you know. Yeah. I feel like there's a lot that needs to be done, so we got to make sure we get the work in before we take that time, but also make sure that we take care of their bodies when we have this opportunity. But we'll go watch Caldwell Union on Friday. I'm sure the guys will be out there as well. Union County's a good team, so we got to get it all figured out.
Speaking of bodies, how everybody come out healthy? I know Justin Phillips had some ribs, but he's negative on a break.
He has some bruised ribs, so he's in a little bit of pain, but he should be okay and ready to go by the time we hit the field again.
Anybody else?
I think Braxton banged his leg up a little bit, but he was okay.
Well, we got some time to heal.
Yeah, for sure. We have a JV game tonight at Webster County, so those guys will go over there and compete, try to get better there. And, you know, we got to get back to the basics. That's the big thing.
All right. Well, this is a good time to do it. You have all week to get back to the basics. Yeah. And as you said, we'll concentrate on Union County starting next week. Thanks, Coach.
Hello, this is Al Starnes with Gold Banker Service First Realty. If you have any real estate needs, if you're looking to buy or sell, give me a call, 270-704-0036. Again, it's Al Starnes, Cole Banker, Service First Realty. Thank you and have a great day.
Shara is proud to be a Rocket Booster. Shara on the New York Stock Exchange. That's CHRA on the exchange.